imperfect in the eyes of God, and there is something that they have to do in order to achieve perfection, variously described as purification, salvation, enlightenment, whatever. Because you believe in human imperfection, and since you believe that you have received this characteristic from me, you have felt perfectly free to pass it on to others. All the while, you have expected the same thing of others that you have been told that I expect of you, perfection. And so it has come to pass that humans have gone through life demanding perfection of those who they themselves have called imperfect, namely humans. First, they do this to themselves. This is their initial and often most costly error. Then they do it to others. This is their second mistake. They have made it impossible for either themselves or others to ever fully meet the requirement. Parents demand perfection from their imperfect children, and children demand perfection from their imperfect parents. Citizens demand perfection from their imperfect government, and the government demands perfection from its imperfect citizens. Churches demand perfection from their imperfect followers, and followers demand perfection from their imperfect churches. Neighbors demand perfection from other neighbors, races from other races, nations from other nations. You have accepted as reality the illusion of judgment. Then you have declared that if God judges you, you have the right to judge everyone else. And judge them you do. Your world rushes to judge, in particular, anyone receiving the rewards, fame, power, success, that are supposed to go only to the perfect. And your world condemns those in whom it uncovers the slightest imperfection. So fanatical have you become that you have made it virtually impossible for people to become leaders, heroes, or icons in your present day and time, thus robbing yourself of exactly what your society needs. You have placed yourself in a trap of your own devise, unable to release yourself from the judgments you have imposed on each other and the judgment you believe God has imposed on you. Yet why should a simple observation about you make you so uncomfortable? Is simply observing that something is so really a judgment? Couldn't it be merely an observation? So what if someone has not met the requirement? What does it matter? These are the questions that humans began to ask. Clearly, there was a flaw in the sixth illusion. This should have revealed the idea of judgment as false. But humans knew at some very deep level they could not give up the illusion, or something very vital would come to an end. Again, they were right. But again, they made a mistake. Instead of seeing the illusion as an illusion, and using it for the purpose for which it was intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. It was to fix the flaw in the sixth illusion that the seventh illusion was created.